Last summer, a coating of green slime spread across parts of Utah Lake, toxic algae. But rewind the clock 100 years or so, Utah Lake looked a lot better. Its shores weren't choked with weeds. It was full of native fish. Today, state lawmakers started talking about making Utah Lake great again. Eric Ellis is executive director of the Utah Lake Commission. He's with me live now on the KSL Newsline. So how is Utah Lake different now than it was when the pioneers first arrived?
The lake isn't substantially different. I think what has changed is the amount of human interaction surrounding the lake has increased drastically since that time. And as a result, we have more nutrient in the water, and the lake is, especially up until recently, has been shallower than it has been in years. And that has contributed a lot to what you talked about earlier, that green algae that came across the lake last summer.
Eric, what's it going to take to get Utah Lake back to a more healthy condition?
As the resolution that was passed today indicated, what we need is more comprehensive solutions to really address the big issues on Utah Lake. We have had great support from the legislature, great support from local communities at tackling these issues in an incremental way. And I think what we really need is a joint effort to really hit these issues hard and take care of them in a single large effort.
Did the legislature decide to actually do anything, like we're going to add this to the lake, we're going to change that shoreline, or was it just talk about finding solutions?
Representative McKell, the sponsor of the resolution, specifically pointed out, he said, this is no longer going to be a bucket list item. Bucket list items are things that we don't usually end up doing. It's time for us to really buckle down and make this happen. We have the Utah Lake Commission has a comprehensive plan, and really it will be combining forces with the legislature, with our county and local municipalities, and to really allow those projects to move forward and take place in an expedited fashion.